This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The Russian military said it had destroyed a major consignment of Western arms in Ukraine in an area west of Kyiv using sea-launched cruise missiles. The defense ministry said in a statement the strike took out a, quote, large batch of weapons and military equipment delivered from the U.S. and European countries, end quote, and intended for Ukrainian troops in the eastern Donbas region where the fighting is concentrated. Moscow says Western arms deliveries for Kyiv and the imposition of drastic sanctions against the Russian economy amount to a proxy war by the United States and its allies. Belarusians are among the foreign fighters who volunteered to take up arms in Ukraine against Russian forces. They consider the Ukrainians defending their homeland to be their brethren, and by joining their resistance to Russia's onslaught, they hope to weaken the rule of Russian President Vladimir Putin and ultimately that of Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko. In remarks, U.S. President Joe Biden says South Korea joined in trade sanctions against Russia and supports efforts to end the invasion of Ukraine.
The Republic of Korea and the United States are standing together, part of a global response with our allies and partners around the world to condemn Russia's flagrant violations of international law and to hold Russia accountable and to support the people of Ukraine.
Russia has halted natural gas exports to neighboring Finland. The highly symbolic move that came early Saturday marks a likely end to the nearly 50 years of natural gas import from Moscow to Helsinki. It also comes just days after Finland announced it wanted to join NATO. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Austria's first suspected case of monkeypox has been reported in Vienna, national broadcaster ORF said Sunday, citing a spokesperson for the city's top health official. The 35-year-old man was taken to the hospital overnight with symptoms typical of the illness, ORF said, adding that tests should determine whether it is in fact monkeypox by Sunday night. Oman announced on Sunday the lifting of all measures that had been taken to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in all venues and for all activities, state TV reported, citing a statement from the government committee dealing with the pandemic. U.S. President Joe Biden arrived in Japan Sunday as part of his first visit to Asia as president. During the Japan leg of Biden's trip, he will meet with Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and on Monday lay out his vision for negotiating a new trade agreement, the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. A central theme for the trip is to tighten U.S. alliances in the Pacific to counter China's influence in the region. Scott Morrison says his conservative government had left Australia in a robust condition, even as voters punished him for his handling of issues including climate change and the pandemic that helped return the center-left opposition to power. Morrison says he'll step down as head of the Liberal Party after conceding defeat to the Labor Party and its leader, Anthony Albanese. Northeast Bangladesh's worst floods in nearly 20 years began receding Sunday, but rescue workers were struggling to help millions marooned by extreme weather across the region that had killed around 60 people. Floods are a regular menace to millions of people in low-lying Bangladesh and neighboring northeast India, but many experts say that climate change is increasing the frequency, ferocity, and unpredictability. Golf's PGA Championship, one of the four major men's tournaments in professional golf, continues without its star. AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
Tiger Woods is three and out at the PGA Championship. PGA of America officials announced that Woods has withdrawn from the tournament at Southern Hills in Tulsa after a 9-over 79 left him 12-over and 21 shots off the lead. Woods limped through the round in obvious pain as he continues to deal with the after effects of major surgery on his right leg. The 15-time major champion barely made the cut at 3-over on Friday, thanks to a pair of late birdies and a 1-under 69. This marks the first time Woods has withdrawn from a major event since turning pro. I'm Dave Ferry.
And recapping our top story, the Russian military said it had destroyed a major consignment of Western arms in Ukraine in an area west of Kyiv using sea-launched cruise missiles. Via remote, I'm